Thank you, Anthony. Here we are, and it's Colchester Arts Centre's fourth podcast.
Second one was banned.
We don't mention the second one. And I am now rightfully restored as the presenter.
Can you get hold of the second one at all?
No, not at all. Last week we had Anthony Roberts usurping my place. I'm now back. My name's Anthony Clavey, and I'm here with Philippa Barr, Steve Goatman.
Hello.
Who are both producers of this amazing project, which I'm very proud, because I'm on the board of Colchester Arts Centre, that we are putting it on. This project, what is the actual title of the project before we go any further, Philippa?
It's called Street Photography.
And Street Photography kicks off tonight with the launch, the opening, and there's going to be a party, going to be hundreds of people. Where actually are we at this moment? Well, Anthony Roberts will explain, because, you know, this space is very unusual for a Colchester Arts Centre or any arts centre organisation. It's very different. Where exactly are
we? It's the old bus depot in Queen Street, and actually it was built as a theatre in 1818 and lasted until 1905. Think, and then it was burnt down, and then not because it was a theatre. When it was a theatre, it had Charles Dickens in it, Oscar Wilde.
Do you know what? I've always said that you really should go with Bob Russell and do one of these tours, because you know so much.
I should go with Bob Russell.
Yes, and you should do a tour.
What way do you want me to partner with Bob Russell?
You should be doing his heritage trail.
I see.
Because you know a lot about Colchester and
Bob Russell's heritage trail.
Dorian's going to be doing a tour of the lost theatres of Colchester,
and
that's going to be part of the wider programme, the street tours programme we're doing, which is part of this.
Now, you see, so many levels for this. The street tours, there's an exhibition, there's Anthony Roberts' fascinating heritage tours, but
with Bob Russell. Sir Bob.
You'll be soon Sir Anthony, don't worry. But the most important thing, absolutely the most important thing, is the photographers who have taken part in this exhibition. So let's explain to the listener, because
podcast number two.
No, let's explain
that.
Not at all. What we're going to do is explain to the listener. There's only one, by the way. I'm sorry about this, and he's called John. The photographers. Who are they? I will go to Steve for this, because I believe this is Steve, as I've introduced Steve Goatman, who is the local talent.
Thanks.
But you've had a lot of contact with the. With the photographers.
Yes.
Could you explain who they are and how they're involved?
Well, yes. Hello. I met the photographers at Beacon House, which is a local charity who support homeless people.
Yeah.
And myself and two professional photographers, also local talents, went and delivered some photography workshops there. And we sat in Beacon House and we met people affected by homelessness as they kind of came in and out of the facility, using all the facilities that Beacon House offer. Mm-hmm. Free food, showers, doctor's appointments, that kind of thing. And we kind of got in the way and said, hello, we've got this idea to do a photography project, would you like to be a part of it? Mm. And a lot of people said yes.
I mean, it's fairly rare, isn't it, for homeless people to be given this opportunity. So just to bring in Anthony and Philippa again, I think you basically started with you two. Philippa, you put the idea to Anthony, back in January?
Yeah, in January we talked about it.
And what was the idea behind it?
Well, the idea, it was sort of inspired by a project that Anthony and Joshua Safir, who's an artist I work with, he's a brilliant artist, and he's got this project called Street Hunt.
Ah, yes.
And Anthony was always sort of interested in programming it as part of his Big Choice Award project. And we sort of sat down and thought that it would be really great to have a public program that would enable people to engage with not just Joshua's project, but the sort of the idea of sort of Colchester and its streets, and we wanted to work with people that might not necessarily access the arts. So that's sort of where the original kind of idea came from.
I'm always interested in trying to find ways of involving people in arts. even if they kind of don't know that they're involved in the arts, because they would be too feel too excluded or too outside of being able to go to a theatre, go to a box office, go to a gallery. Goodness me, you know.
You know, that reminds me of a quote, because a conservative minister once said that homeless people were the people that you stepped out onto after you'd been to see the opera. I don't know if you remember that quote.
Yeah, I remember.
And you've just talked about exclusion. These are people who are, you know, kind of excluded, obviously, from society, but certainly from the arts. So it's a kind of a political act, a radical act, in some way, by getting them... now that it's their voices that are being heard. I mean, am I just sort of putting my own views
onto
this?
No, I think that's right, but I think it really, it's a practical... act, you know, more than what drives it is practicality. How do we really stretch out and look further than beyond the immediate box office or the gallery? It's not, you know, if people feel excluded from going into the gallery. In Colchester, our First Sight was criticised at one stage because people went in to use the toilets. And I thought, that's great. You know, at least they're going in to use the toilets. There's plenty of people who wouldn't even go through the doors because they would feel too nervous to use the toilets. If the toilets are the way to engage people, well, you know, that's a start, isn't it?
Whenever I go to London and I get caught short, I always go to the Tate Gallery.
The fine toilets.
In fact, what we should do is a separate thing on the best toilets in art galleries in London.
Now you're talking.
And then we could do a top 10. But actually, although being slightly flippant, that is a very important thing. You were at First Sight. I used to find it very intimidating. I never went in First Sight. When you took over, I certainly didn't go in it. No, when you took over...
Well, I got rid of the toilets.
When you took over... Now, there was a huge amount of increase in terms of participation. Now, here we are on the bus depot, which is very close to First Sight. The very first photograph we see is actually a photograph which I've recognised straight away because it's been on all the publicity. Mm. Now, we've got Sam Carter. And can we just sort of say, first of all, Sam Carter... took this photograph.
Yes.
And it's obviously of somebody, maybe a friend of Sam's, but certainly a fellow homeless person.
Yeah, it's we're looking at a guy begging in the street. One of his legs has been amputated in a crash, it would seem, and he's made a few pence, and he's just that's it. That's really the image. But it's quite a stark kind of opening image. We wanted to foreground this, and not kind of shy away from it. But it's also quite a beautiful image, like structurally. I think it's really, like, if you look at the way it's kind of sort of framed and the kind of colours and the way the lines work in it, it's also a kind of beautiful thing to look at in a kind of its own way. And I think that's important to kind of remember that it's not, even though we are talking about kind of sensitive political subject matter, actually, like, these people are creating artworks as well as kind of documentations. So you can blur the distinction between the two. But one shouldn't forget that these should be read as art as well as a document.
Yes. Now, Stafford's signalling 2 minutes to go, so apologies for this. I'm just going to move on quickly.
Let's whiz round.
As we move on,
can we overlay the theme tune to Heartbeat?
Yeah. I mean, we're now going to sort of Darren Harvey's photograph. Just before we do, just to say it was... Beacon House, we must mention the role that Beacon House have played in this. And in fact, to those people who don't know what exactly Beacon House is, can we just sort of mention them before we go to look at Darren's photograph?
Well, Beacon House are a local charity that support people that are affected by homelessness or vulnerable to homelessness. And I think Steve mentioned they do offer a lot of services. They run sort of a nursing surgery there. They offer hot showers and food and clothing.
Yeah.
But they also have an art space in the building. And we approached Vivian Wiggins, who's a director there, about this project, and she was immediately really positive and was excited about the idea of breaking down some of the barriers of how people portray, how people who are homeless are portrayed, and the sort of marginalisation of those people. And we wanted to do something that was joyful and celebratory of people that are homeless. Mm. So this is how, this was sort of, again, one of the reasons why we've sort of partnered with them, because they've been so fantastic and positive about us being at Beacon House and working with the guys.
And helped us to understand the culture of homelessness, which is a massive learning curve for all of us.
Yeah,
the thing that we've learned is that everybody's story is different. Yeah. Everyone has an individual
Talking about
story.
That, a very important part of learning about, you know, homelessness, the culture, the fantastic space that we're at, the old bus depot. But the most important thing is the photographers, and they are the stars of this whole exhibition. But it's not like any other exhibition, because let's be honest about this, you're not always guaranteed that the stars will turn up. And again, that is something which makes this stand out from anything else. So, for example, you know, can we expect photographers to maybe be here tonight for the launch? Do we just don't, is it just that we just don't know this very nature
it's
of being homeless?
It's not as if they have agents, we can call them up, they don't have, like, many of them don't know, they don't have phones or just ways of being in contact. Literally, the way they are contacted, the way we met them, is how they operate around Beacon House, is that they may show up, they may not, they have chaotic existences. We know that two of the photographers have left town since we started, and probably won't be here tonight. And at the other end of the scale, we have two who are very, very keen and probably will show up and have said they will, but whether they do or not, we don't know.
For example, here we are, Darren Harvey. Yeah. What can we say about Darren Harvey's photograph, Steve?
Well, this is Darren, all his possessions in a bag wrapped up on the pavement, and it's probably, you know, everything that's most valuable to him in one shot, I imagine. It's quite a striking image, it's quite a sort of utilitarian image.
It's also worth saying that the images that were selected were chosen by, not just by the curatorial team, but also by the photographers and the team at Beacon House. We displayed all the images that were taken, so there were over 200.
Yeah.
We hung them up, and then we gave them the opportunity to vote for the ones that they really liked. So it was done, you know, in a really sort of close collaboration, we didn't want to sort of dictate which images should be in. And then we obviously, as the producers and sort of curatorial team, felt how it would be best sort of positioned. They were very much part of that process.
I mean, sadly, we haven't got any more time, but we have to say, where can people go? First of all, it's the Colchester Old Bus Depot.
Yes, the exhibition runs till the 24th of September. It's open at the weekends. There's also been a calendar produced, a 2018 calendar produced from 12 of the images.
Yeah.
And the money raised from that will go to support Beacon House work in the future. And you can buy that calendar online from Colchester Arts Centre. If you click on the date, today's date, I think, isn't it? The August the 18th, it says the street photography calendar.
Yeah.
And you can access it from there. So if you can't make the exhibition, or you want to support the work, or the put some money towards the facilities for homeless people in Colchester, buy the calendar. It's a lovely calendar.
Yeah. So it's Colchester Bus Depot. It's open at the weekends.
Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So Fridays Fridays and Saturdays from 12 till 8 p.m.
Right.
And Sundays from 12 till 5 p.m. And there'll be free tea and coffee here for people as well.
Yeah. Very good. And how long does it go on until?
The 24th of September.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And whilst you're online looking at the calendar, you can look at the wider programme of events that we have running out of the bus station, bus depot. We've got street photography in here. street photography, street cinema in here. We're running street tours as well as the street photography exhibition, which is obviously hanging here.
Well, I'm very excited because tonight there's going to be hundreds of people literally here in this bus depot. It's going to be buzzing. It's a great moment, but you can catch it for the next few weeks. So many, many thanks to Steve Goatman.
Thank you.
To Philippa Barr.
Thank you.
Hey.
And without any candle after this week, Anthony Roberts. By the way, can I congratulate you on your column in today's Gazette?
All about Jocky Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the man who is known as a cultural guru, Anthony Roberts. And what is his column today in the Gazette about? It's about a darts player. He's also showing, and you can't see this because it's a podcast, false teeth there, which are...
I should be throwing these into the assembled crowd tonight.
Yes.
In celebration of the successful exhibition. Because there's not enough teeth throwing in the arts.
That's how Jocky Wilson used to celebrate, by the way, listeners. And also thanks to Stafford Glover for carrying the phone around. Thank you, Stafford.
That's my pleasure.
Yes.
As always.
And let's party on.
For the listeners who don't know, Stafford looks a little bit like the baby Jesus.
And also, do you have any false teeth?
Not yet, no.
No, no, no.
Are you suggesting the baby Jesus have false teeth?
Well, listen, it's heresy to actually...
Don't do religion.
No, we don't do religion.
Right.
Okay.
You do teeth.
And on that note, we say goodbye, and we'll see you all tonight at the party.